Chicago Tomahawk. I'm Mike, and today I'm going to go over the last game played between the Lightning and Rangers. Lightning tied this one up. You know what? I'm really surprised. I don't want to say I'm really surprised, but it's pretty crazy that the Lightning really came out of the gate slow. They were down 2-0 to the Rangers, and out of nowhere, it's tied 2-2. It's an even series, and as a matter of fact, you really think to it, it's a race to 2 wins for each team. New York is a team that once you put them in the corner, you know, you really don't want to do that because they've been, they've just been a team that once cornered finishes off other guys. You would have thought that, you know, Tampa Bay would kind of have seen this, maybe given a little bit more effort at the beginning of this series. But hey, it's 2-0 now. Game five is tonight, June 9th, and June 11th will be game 6th. Game 7 is not scheduled yet, just in case. So we're going to see how this goes. Braden Point is ruled out for tonight against the Lightning. You know, he's got this lingering injury. He's their top scoring machine, and they're finding success without him. Not saying that, you know, that this is a prolonged thing or something that, you know, that maybe they can not worry about it if they go against the Colorado Avalanche. But it's something to be worried about, man. I mean, we're talking about a guy who is, you know, this isn't a number one draft pick, but he sure as heck is playing like one. He put up, I'm not sure how many goals this year, I'd have to look that up, but I could have sworn I saw 40. The guy's the freaking machine, and he's out. They've got the Rangers tied 2-0, and I'm looking for them to close out of this series and make it on to the finals. Could they three-peat? I don't know. The Rangers could come back and make a fool out of me. They've been doing that all year, so we'll have to see. I had to look it up. 28 goals, and he had 58 points on the season, and he was a -5. Not very impressive, but he puts up a lot of points for the for Tampa Bay. He's a big time scorer for them, and I'm moving on. The Colorado Avalanche are stuck on their laurels. They can do nothing until this season is over with. How is this going to affect this team? I think that these guys are razor focused right now. They understand what they want to do, what they are looking to do. Last season was when they ran into Vegas, you know, things didn't turn out the way that they expected it to, but they learned from their mistakes. They were an absolute bulldozer this season. They are waiting for the winner in this Eastern Conference matchup. And I don't think that they're going to have the same problem that Tampa was having, having their time off, you know, because they had they won their last series 4-0. So we're going to see how that goes. I'm going to move on to some NHL news. But before I do that, I got to tell you guys, this podcast is sponsored by Manscaped. Now, they have a kit that's pretty awesome. They have one shaver, and then they have what they call they have this crop preserver of what they call, and you got to spray it in your area. And you know what? It's great after a shave. So you guys need to check that out. They have a kit that comes with the shaver and a nose hair trimmer, which is freaking awesome because I actually noticed that I'm getting to that age where you got to take care of that stuff, and you can't be walking around with nose hair coming out of your nose, ear hair coming out of your ears. You know, you're going to look like an 85-year-old man and at the ripe age of 40. So you got to take care of that stuff. Go to their website. They have all kinds of products there, and use our code SHYTOMAHAWK and you can get 20% off of anything that you order on the website, as long as you use that code. Personally, I strongly suggest just getting the kit so you can get the shaver and the nose hair trimmer. And they've got some other products on there as well that you can check out. They've got something called the Plow 2.0, which is pretty much like a straight edge handled razor. Like, it kind of looks like a safety razor that you could use to kind of trim things up. And these parts are all replaceable, and they recommend that you replace these parts every 3 months, you know, just for hygiene's sake. So go to manscaped.com, use code SHYTOMAHAWK, and check out what they got and save 20%. So, moving on to some NHL news. PK Subban has won the King Clancy Trophy. Defenseman is honored for commitment to racial, social justice, and underserved youth and COVID-19 relief. I'm glad he's doing something because, I'll be honest with you, he was somewhat of a piece of shit on the ice this year. But I'm glad that the guy is out there, and he's always been really good in the community and taking care of things to the community and being a leader on that aspect. So I really tip my hat to him, and I want to congratulate him on that. But, you know, with the how many Slewfoots he's had this year, I just thought that it was, not in who he was as a character, and especially who he is off the ice. So I'm glad that, he's doing good things off the ice, and I commend him on that. Kenan Thompson is going to host the NHL Awards on June 21st, which is kind of crazy. You know, I wonder the league's not, I mean, I don't think it's going to be over with, especially if the finals go 7 games. I don't know how they can have an award show and the Stanley Cup finals isn't decided yet, unless they can plan, 7 games in 10 days. But that's absolutely insane if they're going to expect these guys to play a schedule like that. So, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. One thing that I did want to talk about today was the Blackhawks. They have they had a series going on YouTube, and they're talking about women that are in the Blackhawks organization and highlighting, their positions and how they got there and essentially kind of how they came to the organization. And we had Jenna Rose on the podcast, I want to say a couple months ago, and she was great. She's really good at her job. She's a jack of all trades. You could call her a renaissance woman in content production, creating her own content or being on the content team for the Blackhawks. I think she asked really great questions after the game is over, talking to players, and she had some unsavory comments made to her on social media. And you know what? This stuff can happen. There's a lot of women out there that are trying to break into sports, which is a heavily male-dominated space, and they should have that equal opportunity to be able to do that without being harassed or without being having crass comments sent to them, while they're trying to do their job. So, guys, if you're listening to this and you're one of those guys, knock that shit off. We don't need it. They don't need it. They're trying to, to make a difference and to be a leader for young women trying to get into this space as well. So, I just wanted to make that comment. She's a really sweet young lady, and I think that she's doing great jobs for the Chicago Blackhawks. Moving on. Dylan Strome and Chytil are game time calls for game 5. Not Dylan Strome. I'm talking about the Blackhawks. I'm thinking of Dylan Strome. Ryan Strome for the New York Rangers is a game time decision. This guy, I've always been thinking that he's obviously, I think, the better Strome brother. And I think that he's become a really good piece for the New York Rangers. I think that he's been, pretty consistent for them. He gives a lot of effort, when he's out there. And in a way, he can turn a game over if you not being expecting it. So we'll see how that plays off for Ryan and see how they move forward. I don't know how this series is going to end. I'm really curious. And looks like the Edmonton Oilers are looking for Kane to come back next season. He thanked the fans. I think that he's a good fit for this team. He's that second, that second tier scoring that they need. But they need help on the goalie situation, especially if they're putting up 5 to 6 goals a game in the playoffs and they're still losing. That's uncalled for. Or being up 4-2 and losing that game, that's uncalled for. So they're gonna have to figure that out, and we'll have to see how what kind of moves they make in this offseason. But they're really close, just based off of Connor McDavid's talent. And Leon Draisaitl had a very quiet great series, a great playoff run, I should say. I got to tip my hat to that guy. He was dealing with a high ankle sprain, and I believe he still put up 22 points after he got that ankle sprain, which is absolutely incredible. So tip my hat to him. Edmonton Oilers, I thought that they did a good job in the playoffs. We thought that they were going to bow out in the first round. That wasn't the case because, you know, McDavid turned it into, you know, NHL 22, apparently. So yeah, we'll see. Guys, I want to thank everybody for listening. We're very, very appreciative. We're winding down this season. After this season is over, we're going to go over Blackhawks positions, Blackhawks news, and we're going to move to one podcast a week, okay? So when the season is over, Stanley Cup is won, we're going to move to one a week, and then we're going to go over all the positions, right wing, left wing, defense, and we're going to talk about the coaches too, so stay tuned. We've got some content coming out over the summer, and we're going to be working on some changes that we're going to be doing for next year as well. So stay tuned, guys. We really appreciate it. If this is your first time, do us a favor, hit subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one. This is the Tomahawk, and we're out of here.